This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Here we go. It's hour five, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Let's go around the bases here on your home of the Rangers. Pregame's coming up at 6:30. They purchased the contract of veteran catcher Tucker Barnhart from AAA Round Rock. We saw him putting in mad work in spring training in surprise. They designated Dane Dunning for assignment. This is catcher Kyle Higashioka is dealing with a hammy and so is unavailable, might be headed himself to the injured list. He was one of six last night, had a bases-clearing double there in the bottom of the eighth. But apparently he was hurt or hurt himself on that play or maybe in the top of the ninth, but he's got a hammy situation and Cash might be out for a little bit. See why I gave this quote to you earlier. I do think it's worth repeating. He said yesterday at BP, he says, "I'm edgy and rightfully so. We play this game to win. And when we're not performing at our best, we should all have an edge about us that allows us to get back to the best versions of ourselves." The Evan Grant story says he might be getting ready for more drastic measures and will not be as patient as he was last year. But hey, last night we got 15 runs. Why can't that be the beginning of a momentum shift here? It's very much within reason that you could start 29 games struggling and still be a playoff team, although you're starting to get to the point where it would be historic that a team that struggles this much would even go on to make the playoffs. You're looking at about a 10% chance based on history. Now, this is a different situation because we know these are the champs. We know we have some underperformers happening. So usually you're a horrible team that's been bad for a long time when you get off to a start like this.
Right, and oftentimes you probably don't have like some of the best pitching going in the sport either. To help balance things out a little bit. That's the interesting thing about the Rangers right now is because the pitching has been so dominant. Now, you can expect that to maybe have a little bit of volatility as the season goes on and more injuries stack up perhaps, but you're sitting in a really good spot right now from a pitching standpoint that I would imagine most of the history doesn't really reflect with some of these teams that have been ass-hitting like the Rangers are right now.
Yeah, and that makes sense to me. You know, I guess if you want to be really down on the Rangers right now, you could be that guy that's saying that the World Series run was an outlier. And, outside of that, the Rangers just have not been that good. But they were incredible at the beginning of 2023. I don't think you could go on and win the World Series with these players. And then to have DeGrom healthy, I think bare minimum, this pitching staff is going to be so good that you're going to be in the hunt all the way through. And if you ever do lose 500, it won't be by much and it won't be for long. That's my thought on this team as we look at the rest of the season. ESPN's Jeff Passan did his first month MLB takeaways, though, and says with Marcus Semien, he is one of the players whose slow start does warrant panic. Okay, so he's using the P word. That's a word that CY will never use. Even the day before he ultimately moves on from him, he would never say that. But he said that Semien is a notoriously slow starter, but the lack of power and bat speed now is disconcerting even for him. He has yet to steal a base in 29 games, and it was always, you know, the little things that made Semien such a beloved player. At 34, climbing out of this early season hole could be trickier than previously in his career. Here's Chief with the rest of this round trip.
Yeah, we'll prep our bodies for an Eovaldi start here in a second, but Mike Trout was taken out of the game today in Seattle.
Yeah, trying to beat out a ground ball to the right side. They had the first baseman off the bag, and he's kind of in the hole, and he was trying to just beat the first baseman over there. It might have been something, the way awkwardly hitting the bag.
Think it's a hammy?
Might have pulled something. Yeah, he was coming up kind of gimpy, walking back to the dugout.
Yeah, that was the last we saw of him today there in the top of the third inning. So I haven't seen an announcement yet on why, but he has started all 29 games to this point in the season. And that's been a welcome sight just across the sport because you always want to see more Mike Trout. He hasn't been at the height of his powers or anywhere close to it, but him being banged up right now would be a bummer.
If you're Ron, are you sure you want your guy hustling down the line there to first base on a slapper to second base?
He was trying to beat it out. Yeah, it was in between. It was kind of in between the first baseman off the bag, and he was trying to get over there. You know, I thought he hit the base kind of awkwardly. You know, with that.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, you can see right there when he hits the base. That's probably when something happened because you don't see him pull up lame on the way.
It jarred him a little bit. Yeah.
Knee hyperextension, 2 to 4 weeks.
That'd be probably a nice little blessing if that's all it was.
Yeah.
Even though we'll that
see.
Hurts.
Dr. Dawson on the call.
There's only one Dr. Dawson. That'd be my dad. But, you know, I've been watching these sports here for 25 years on TV. I can diagnose
the sports injury. I do. I did think there was something wrong with the hyper. I did. When he hit, I'm thinking, is that his knee? His knee hyperextend? That's a good call.
Yeah, and then he kind of does this little bendy thing with his knee.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunate there. We'll see what's going down with Mike Trout. Now, Nathan Eovaldi gets the start tonight, and I'd be looking at the Prize Picks over on the punch outs, 5.5 right now. He's been excellent this season. 2.21 ERA, averaging over 9 strikeouts per 9 innings, and he's gone over 5.5 punch outs in 4 out of his 6 starts. So he's racking up the Ks pretty consistently, and at home, he's been super dominant. So that's something to look forward to. And Jared Sandler had the info on the Eovaldi splitter and how well that's working
right
now.
They don't hit the splitter with a damn.
The A's don't.
I think they're
one of the worst in the league when it comes to actually the fewest. They've only hit 3 versus splitters this year. Yeah. That's the fewest in the sport. Yeah. So that's going to bode well for Eovaldi tonight. He throws it 30% of the time, third highest rate in MLB.
I throw it 100% of the time if they don't hit it.
That's some quality intel right there if you're looking to put together a parlay card. Start with Eovaldi over Ks.
Over on the Ks, absolutely. Right now on Prize Picks, you can get it at 5.5. I'd feel great about that.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Chief.
Absolutely.
Proper round tripper every day at 6 o'clock. Our conversation with Jared Sandler is happening most afternoons at 4:40. You know, he's doing the radio and the TV pregame, which makes him a little less, I guess, reliable.
Available.
Or available here late in the show. Like, we've been having him on for years in the final couple of segments before the pregame, but now he's joining us at 4:40 if you're looking for that. Okay, that's Sands. Had a Jaden Blue quote on the fumbles and how much of a concern it is for him as he gets ready to get into Cowboys rookie minicamp, and that's coming up next in the G-Bag Nation.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, welcome back, Nation. I have a couple of Cowboy notes here for you. Rangers baseball coming up pregame at 6:30 as they take on the A's. Eovaldi on the hill. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, it's the Frankels. Okay, Jaden Blue, quote, on the fumbles, says a lot of it was some technical things and leaving the ball out. I don't think that's going to be a problem for me at the next level. I think I got a lot better over the last 9 or 10 weeks of the season. If fumbles aren't a problem, Brian, I guess I'd be a little bit surprised. I don't know what to expect there. He does have the small hands, but I mean, maybe he lost confidence from Sarkisian. Maybe that was one of the reasons he didn't get a consistent touches. But I mean, you guys, you said this guy has better tape than Pollard.
Yeah.
If you could shore up the fumbles, this could absolutely be the main guy for a while.
Oh, this guy is, he's bigger than, I mean, Pollard, let me be honest here. Pollard is, you know, was like about a 200 pound guy. You know, and a smaller guy. I mean, people think that Pollard was small, but no, he's got some, he has some size, but he doesn't have, this guy's got more thickness to him as far as his, you know, his like the body armor you talk about. The run after contacts, the balance, all those things. I mean, those are all top shelf things. The thing that I would worry about is, like he's talking about flagging the ball or holding the ball away from his body and stuff like that. I'm trying to get a hold of people at Texas and see if, like, hey, listen, is this a concern? Is this something you were worried about? Did you not play him because you were worried about him fumbling the ball? But some other people, you know, like I was on with Derek Eagleton today, who watches all the Longhorn games, you know, and Derek is a Texas alum, and he was talking about that, hey, they got a rotation of backs that they use. And they're okay with that. It wasn't like they were, he felt like, I'm like, well, you felt like they were pulling him out of games because they were worried. He says, yeah, you watch him play and you're like, you know, you're kind of holding your breath a little bit.
He's definitely getting benched Mississippi State by just about any coach once you drop
two of them. So to me,
rest of the year only had one after that.
There you go. And that's where I kind of feel like though that, hopefully that they could work with him. Hopefully they make it a conscious effort, because I used to be a pro personnel and I would do advanced scouting. And if I knew that a player had a problem or a history of fumbles, I would immediately tell my guys, like, listen, we need to tackle the ball with this guy.
Yeah.
Attack the ball, tackle the ball, you know, and then
Teams are doing that more than ever.
Yeah.
Now.
If it turns into him putting the ball on the ground again, this is going to be a problem all year. You know, teams are going to go after him that way. So I have a feeling early we're going to see how he is able to adjust and not drop the football.
Speaking of troubling, the Giants are preparing to do what the Eagles have already done, and that is to sell a portion of the team to create the kind of cash flow that allows you to buy up a bunch of players and try to money whip your way to a Super Bowl. Apparently the news today, franchise legend Eli Manning amongst the probable minority stake owners. They say it's likely going to set a new valuation, a new record for, you know, highest value at time of sale in sports history.
See, yeah,
this is
smart teams are doing that right
now.
Yeah,
this is the situation, because the Maras, you know, now the Tisch family has a background in movies and things like that and producing. The Mara family is just really, that football team's been their source of revenue. Hmm. So they're not like the Cowboys, who have Blue Star and all the other, you know, things, all the businesses that they can draw funds from.
Mm-hmm.
But the Maras are like the family that just, yeah, they started their team in 1925, and really their families were bootleggers, and you know, they got the money, they put the $500 up and they got a team, but they don't have a lot of extra, you know, they don't have business interests of oil wells and real estate and other things like that. You see the teams like, you know, say the Rams with the Cronkies, you know, he's got other interests. He's got Walmart money. They got Walmart money in Denver. You know, these teams that have this ability to put out a lot of cash because of the billions and billions of dollars they have. But it makes a lot of sense for the Giants.
I mean, now that it's worth that much, you might as well sell 10%, get $800 million, and use that to fund, I mean, your lifestyle, the roster, new players. What else is going on in the world of sports, Chief?
Well, the Panthers have brought in former Raiders wide receiver Hunter Renfrow And he revealed, because he sat out all last season, he was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis.
Ouch.
Severe weight loss, fatigue, 7 straight days of 103 degree fevers. And so he dropped down to 150 pounds. And that's why he was out last year. I guess they've got that thing kind of figured out a little bit. Now he's back up to 187 pounds and he's looking to get it done with the Carolina Panthers now. Then you have the other former Raiders receiver, Henry Ruggs, who's obviously locked up.
Might be getting out of jail here pretty soon, huh?
Yeah, he's been training nonstop, apparently, in prison in hopes of playing football again in the NFL when he gets released. Multiple teams allegedly interested in giving Ruggs the opportunity to have a second chance in the league.
I saw that it might be a year away.
Yeah.
He'll be 27, 28 years old. Yeah,
still plenty young enough.
And not injured, you know?
I mean,
you got no wear and tear on you. Probably just strong as hell now. 3 or 4 years. Yeah.
And jailhouse workouts.
A lot of pull-ups and push-ups.
Eight-count bodybuilders. Yeah. That's weird stuff.
He can probably go into bodybuilding after this if he's just been grinding away like that.
I mean, but one way or the other, at 27 years old, I imagine teams are going to want to give him a shot.
Well, yes, they will.
All right. Okay. Rangers pregame coming up next as they play Game 3 of 4 with the A's. Now, tomorrow afternoon will be the series finale with the pregame at 1 o'clock, first pitch at 1:30. We'll be on tomorrow afternoon about 4:30 or so. We'll have Ralph Strangis on with us at 6:20. This time tomorrow night, Ralphie Boy joins us to talk Stars Avs Game 6. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Just went 4.5 flawless once again. No surprise there. Thanks to Chief. We'll chuck back tomorrow. Thanks to Broadus as well. Until tomorrow, after the Rangers game, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.